It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barry on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM/FM.
Welcome back in. We continue with Rutherford Issues this afternoon, and time to welcome in Leslie Barker. She is clinical director. I think it's Baker, not Barker, isn't it?
It is.
Learn how to read one of these days. Leslie, thanks for being here. Clinical director of Alive Hospice in the Murfreesboro team. And you're here to talk to us about an upcoming event that is free to the community, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We are offering an event that I think will be beneficial to all people here in Rutherford County, but especially to those who are caring for someone or maybe caring for someone in the future, you know, to help prepare. It is Self-Care for the Caregiver is the name of our conference. We're going to be doing that on Thursday, the 22nd of March, so we got plenty of time to get it on your calendars and make time for that. And that's going to be from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at Bel Air Baptist Church, and that's right here in Murfreesboro.
Now, you mentioned that it's good for those who are a caregiver now, but those who may also need to be in the future. So kind of give us an idea of what target audience you're looking at here for this.
Well, what we're looking at are those people, of course, right now, those who are in the most immediate need, and that's people who are caring for someone now. And that could be an aging parent or a sibling that's maybe not able to care for themselves totally on their own. It's not just limited to our elderly parents. It's anybody who is requiring care and needs somebody to kind of look after them. We want to help those people now. And, of course, so those are the ones we want to grab in the most, but also those folks who are looking at care for their parents or other relatives that may be looking for care sometime down the road.
What are we talking about here? Are the responsibilities of a caregiver? I guess these are such individual situations. How do you cover everything in a two-hour conference, I guess?
Well, what we try to do is look at some of the basic things that each person is going to be experiencing, and those are things that are very level throughout any caregiving group. And those are things like just looking after yourself, taking time for yourself. And I will show ways to relax and how to de-stress or to keep yourself from being so stressed. And that's not only me, but Dr. David Johnson, who is right here in Murfreesboro, and he has a practice right here in town. He's going to be working with me as well as an Alive Hospice grief counselor. And we want to show folks things that they can do to take care of themselves, to better take care of the person that they're caring for.
You know, I think one of the biggest things, it would seem to me, is that how can I take time for myself when my loved one is so sick? You know, it's almost like a guilt thing they have to go through.
It is. And that's one of the things that we're going to address in this conference. There is a guilt that goes along with it, mm-hmm. and there is an aspect of humanity. You know, we're human, so we're going to get tired, we're going to get frustrated, we're going to get upset, we're going to get sad. All those things, it's normal for us to go through. So what we want to do is to arm folks with what to do when that happens, and it's not wrong, and you shouldn't feel guilty, because that's going to happen. That's a natural thing.
It's something. There are things that everybody goes through in the caring of an aging loved one.
Exactly. And those things, it is the guilt. It is the what about me? And a lot of people try to take on so much. Mm-hmm. And they do take on so much. And what we want to do is to say, you're doing the hardest job you'll ever do.
Yeah.
And in caring for someone else. And here's some things that can help take care of you.
When you take normal family life, normal workload, you know, all those things that go into a very hectic life already, and you add on maybe the biggest chore, or not chore, chore is not the right word, the biggest thing that you're going to be doing in terms of stress and emotional stress and things of that nature, it's sometimes hard to handle alone, and a lot of people want to do it alone too.
Right, right. And it is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And those are things that we get a lot of feedback from. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to do this. You know, we do, our team at Alive, of course, we do have a Murfreesboro-based team. We are local. And so we hear this, you know, at the grocery store. And, you know, when I'm getting my hair cut, I hear the lady that cuts my hair say, I was up all night with Mom, you know, or Aunt mm-hmm. Sue, or whomever. And, you know, I try to share little tidbits on things you can do, and it's little 5 or 10 minute mini vacations, so to speak. And most people realize and have heard about the meditation and taking time for yourself and taking deep breaths. But what we want to do in this conference is share with you some different things maybe you hadn't thought about that we can do in that 5 or 10 minutes. And one of those things is humor, you know, and it's often people feel guilty in finding the humor in caring for someone, but it's so important, mm-hmm. you know, and it's in things that as a caregiver, you and another caregiver can laugh about, that if somebody overheard that would think, oh no, I can't believe they're laughing about that. But it's one of those things that it's a natural thing and it's a normal thing. And we want to cherish our caregivers and let them know that's okay.
Leslie Baker, Clinical Director, Alive Hospice Murfreesboro, joining us. Give us the details once again. And I know that you've got a great website, so you may hit that and tell us where we can find info there.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you can go to Alive Hospice at our website, alivehospice.org. And you can register there. It is free. And we ask to get your name by March the 19th. That way we can make sure we got plenty of room for you. It's going to be Thursday, March the 22nd from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at Bel Air Baptist Church, and that's right here in Murfreesboro.
Out there on Rutherford Boulevard, I believe.
Absolutely, yes.
The Self-Care for the Caregiver Conference, March 22nd, 2 until 4 at Bel Air. And again, it's free. You want to keep that in mind. You can go to alivehospice.org to find out more and register, or call 896-4663. That's 896-4663. Leslie, it has been a pleasure. We thank
Absolutely.
You for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks. Anytime.
Right. Leslie Barker joining us today. I did it again. It's Baker. I don't know. Why do
no
I keep wanting
R.
to put an
I don't
R in
know.
There?
There's no R.
Baker, Leslie Baker, Clinical Director for Alive Hospice here in Murfreesboro, joining us on Rutherford Issues. The news is next.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.